Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This is a very special song, and it has been sung in some pretty amazing places. The poem was written by a famous novelist, which is quite unusual. Sabine Barry Gould had the job of picking a hymn for some children to sing in the annual Whit Monday procession that would march from one village to another village. He couldn't find anything suitable, so he decided to write his own. He took a hymn that Haydn, yes, the famous musical composer, had written and wrote these words, putting it to Haydn's music. These words appeared in the Church Times on October 1, 1864, but they didn't have the tune that we know so well today. The tune was composed, that's the music, it was composed by Arthur Seymour Sullivan, who was a well-known musician, because he would write music for the comic opera. Well, he composed a marching tune in 1871 for these words, and now that's the song we know today. Onward, Christian soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. We have a new week ahead of us, and the title of our lesson this week is called Staying True to God. We're going to learn about some of the believers and pagan festivals and all kinds of things today. But first, we always want to start with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this time we have to spend with you, to open your word, to learn of you. We ask for your wisdom and your understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. When the new believers in Ephesus burned their books about magic, many people heard about it, and some of them wanted to learn about Jesus and worship the only true God. That helped the church to grow. It was a witnessing experience. They saw the Christians that were giving up their pagan books, their books on magic and sorcery and witchcraft, and they saw that and went, oh, we should do that too. They saw that and went, oh, wow, what do they have? Wow, I really like the way that they act and the things that they say and do. I want to know more. And as they learned more, as they learned more about Jesus, about worshiping the only true God, that church started to grow. People joined it. Well, when people thought about how foolish it is to believe that an idol is a god, some stopped worshiping idols. Makes sense, right? Well, what is this idol going to do for me? If it's not a god, then why would I bow to it and pray to it? You know what happened? They stopped buying the idols. And do you think that made the people who made those idols very happy? No, all of a sudden, there were all these idols that they had made and spent time and money, and now no one was buying them. So what would they do? How would they earn a living? During the COVID pandemic, there was a time when all the restaurants shut down. And when all the restaurants shut down, all of a sudden, nobody's buying that food. And the restaurants aren't buying food to sell to their customers. So now the farmers have all this food that they have nothing to, like, they can't do anything with it. I think of a news program I saw on this potato farmer. He owned a bunch of acres and he planted potatoes. And these potatoes were specifically for restaurants like McDonald's and their French fries or Wendy's or all these different places, these restaurants that would serve French fries or things that, you know, have potatoes in them. Well, the problem was all these restaurants were shut down. And so they were not buying the potatoes from the farmer. And he had to harvest his potatoes or they'd all rot in the ground and ruin the ground for the next year's crop. And so this news article was showing video and pictures of this farmer and all these potatoes. He had huge, huge warehouses stuffed full of potatoes and he didn't know what to do with them. And he was like, we're just going to have to dig a massive hole and bury them in the ground. Like, nobody can buy them. Nobody is buying them. And I need to get ready for next year. I can't just sit on these potatoes. They're not going to last that long. That's what was happening in Ephesus. These idol makers had all of these idols that no one was buying, and they weren't happy about it. Just like that farmer was not happy because he was losing all that money, and he had to now spend money to dispose of these potatoes because they would rot. Now, the idol makers, they didn't have to spend money to get rid of the idols, but they were sitting there with all these idols. Well, the most famous idol in Ephesus was called Diana or Artemis. People thought that, we'll call it Diana, was a goddess whose image had fallen from the sky. It's like, whoa, poof, this image fell from the sky. Here she is. It's Diana, a god. And they had built a beautiful temple for that image. The idol makers, who were called silversmiths, they sold many small silver images of Diana and the beautiful temple. And that's how they earned their money. Once a year, so every year, the worshipers of Diana had a big celebration in honor of their goddess. Many people would come to Ephesus from other cities to join in the excitement. And naturally, it was a time when people would buy the images that these silversmiths had made. But now, especially after that bonfire, not so many people were buying images of Diana in the temple. And the idol makers, they didn't have as much money as they had before. That made the silversmiths very unhappy. They weren't earning as much money anymore. And one of them, he decided to do something about it. His name was Demetrius. Can you say Demetrius? Demetrius. When I was a kid, I knew a boy named Demetrius. That was his name. Well, we're going to find out next time what Demetrius did. You know, there are many different kinds of festivals or celebrations. Some are good, some are bad, that people do and that they attend and they celebrate. When we lived in Michigan, we lived near Traverse City, which is called the cherry capital of the world. And every July, it was like July 4th, they would have a cherry festival where people would come in and they would sell cherries and cherry jam and cherry bread and cherry cookies and cherry this and cherry that. And you could buy fresh cherries. And that was what their city was named for. Now, I think of in Gilroy, California, they have the garlic festival because Gilroy is known as the garlic capital of the world. They grow lots and lots of garlic. And in fact, I've been to Gilroy in the summertime and it smells like garlic just in the air because there's so much garlic that's being planted and harvested. Well, there's a lot of different festivals. And there's also different holidays that people celebrate. Some are good and some are bad. I want you to talk together as a family, and I want you to think of a celebration or a festival or a holiday that true Christians shouldn't believe in, that they shouldn't celebrate the way that maybe other people do. I want you to talk together as a family and see what is it that maybe as a family we should choose not to celebrate or not to participate in. You know, there's a couple of verses that we're going to look up before we close today that gives us some guidelines to know what Christians should celebrate and what they shouldn't celebrate. All right. So before we finish up and wrap up for today, we're going to go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. It's the fifth book in the Old Testament. In fact, Moses is the one who wrote Deuteronomy. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. Okay? Those chapters are the big numbers. The verses are the little numbers. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. Let's see what that says.
When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the sin of those nations.
So are there things that other people might celebrate and other people might do that we shouldn't do if we follow God and if we love God? Yes, you are right. There are some things that people celebrate, festivals or holidays, that Christians who follow and love God, that they shouldn't celebrate. Now, let's look at Leviticus. We're in the Old Testament today. Leviticus is just a few books back. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. It's the third book in the Bible. Leviticus chapter 20. And then we're going to read verse 23. Leviticus, L-E-V, Leviticus. It's right at the beginning. It's right after Exodus. Leviticus chapter 20. And then you're going to read verse 23. Let's see what that says.
And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them.
There are things that people celebrate and people do that are not pleasing to God. And do we want to make God happy? Do we want to follow Him? I know I do. Well, let's bow our heads and pray and ask Him to help us to know what is good and pure and true, and that we can worship Him and Him alone, okay? Lord, thank you so much for this story. Thank you for the guidelines that you give in the Bible, that you want us to be pure and true and holy for you. You want us to worship you and you alone. You want us to serve you. Help us to do that. Help us to not follow what our friends do, or to not do what others do that maybe don't love Jesus. Help us to stay true to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our new memory verse today is from Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. It says, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve." That's what we're talking about today, isn't it? Staying true to God, worshiping Him and Him alone. That's what I want to do. How about you?
Matthew 4:10.
You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.